Blog Talk Radio.
For the grace and mercy that God has given to each and every one of us. We thank the Lord for you, and we praise God for the many blessings that he has given to each and every one of us. You got to know and believe and understand that you are blessed despite what's going on in your life, despite the situations and circumstances that's going on. You are blessed. God has blessed you. And because of that, we ought to praise his name. Well, it's another wonderful Wednesday night of Blog Talk Radio. It is I, your host, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr., bringing you greetings from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the Northeast Corridor, to be more specific. And we just thank the Lord for each and every one of you all. We thank you for joining us here at Reconciliation Ministries in association and partnership with Omega Ministry Group. We thank God for the leaders of Omega Ministry Group, the good Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr and his wife Tammy Storr, and we thank the Lord for all those who share on Blog Talk Radio, Omega Ministry Blog Talk Radio. So before we go into tonight's lesson, as always, we understand that prayer is the ultimate way of communication to God, but it is one of our greatest strengths and greatest weapons that we have. So before we go into tonight's discussion and teaching, let us go and let us have a word of prayer. Lord God, we thank you, first of all, for who you are. We ask, Lord God, that you will continue to bless us. We stand on the promises, on the promise that your son has died on the cross for our sins. And because of that sacrifice, because of the sacrifice you allow him to give to us, your people, we are made well, we are made whole, we are blessed. We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for all those who share your good news, your gospel. We pray blessings upon them. We ask, Lord God, that even during this pandemic of this virus, this coronavirus, Lord God, we still yet trust in you. We know that we are healed because of you. Lord God, we understand that you are the one that allows everything to go on in our lives. And yet we don't understand. We still yet trust in you. We have faith in you. We love you. Lord God, I pray that you will heal your people. That those who are sick, that you will strengthen them once again. I pray for protection for all those who are doctors and nurses and EMT and firefighters and police people, those who have to still go into work and provide a service. I pray, Lord God, that you will provide protection, that they won't get sick. Lord God, I thank you. Lord God, we thank you for even this this Passover season. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for what this coming Friday is going to represent. We call it Good Friday. We pray, Lord God, that people will set aside time just to remember the sacrifice of your son and our Savior. But that we will remember getting up on Sunday morning Let us celebrate you now. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We thank you, Lord God. We give you honor. We give you praise in the name of your Son, who is our Savior. His name is Jesus the Christ. We say amen, amen, and amen. As always, we thank the Lord for you, and we pray that tonight, as we go through tonight's lesson, that God will be blessed, that God will be glorified. We pray that you will be blessed by tonight's word. We thank God. Want to say to all those, if you, this is about participation. If you have a question or a comment, you can always press 1 on your phone. And by pressing 1 on your phone, that will show that you have, that you want to be acknowledged. After I open up your mic, all mics are muted right now. But I have the capability to open up your mic. Then I will announce you. And if you have a question, comment, you can do so. If you are listening to this in a rebroadcast, then you're able to still send me a question or comment. You can email me that information at jvan91@yahoo.com. That's J-A-Y, V as in victory, A-N-N, 91@yahoo.com. I will return your email. Again, we thank the Lord for all those who are part of the Omega Ministry blog talk show or radio schedule. We will tell you on Monday night. You can listen to those on from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. The good Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr and his wife Tammy Storr. And then at 9 o'clock, Minister Leah Killing. Then it's yours truly on Wednesday night. On Thursday night, Bishop George Flint, starting at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And then on Saturdays, from 1 to 2, Minister Joseph Amos Collins. We thank the Lord for all of these men and women who share God's word, and we're going to get into tonight's word. Tonight's word is entitled Yielding to God's Purposes. Yielding to God's Purposes. The scripture reference that we shall be launching from is James, the third chapter, verse 17. I'm going to read, let's read the two different translations. As always, you know, I like to be able to read different translations. Same scripture, just a different translation. So let's read this. The new King James Version reads, "But the wisdom that is from above is the first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without penalty, partiality, and without hypocrisy. There you go. Let me read the New Century Translation, the St. James, the third chapter, verse 17. The New Century Version reads, "But the wisdom that comes from God is first of all pure, then peaceful, gentle, and easy to please. This wisdom is always ready to help those who are troubled and do good for others. It is always fair and honest." When we look at tonight's word and we read, let's consider this. God is perfect. He's eternal. He's almighty. He knows everything about everyone. According to Psalms 139, verses 1 and 4. And then on the other hand, we are imperfect. We are sinful. Our lives are but a vapor. The more we learn, the more we realize we really don't know anything. So why in the world would we align our plans with God's purpose? We tend to think we know enough to make our own way in life. But because God actually cares, get over that tendency. He is God. You are His. He provides the resources you need to accomplish His purpose. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, records God's assurance to His people, and it reads as such: "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I would uphold you with my righteous right hand." We living in a time today where we have this coronavirus that is running rampant. It is people are actually dying from being infected by this disease. And not only does the government, but you have other news outlets, you have a number of people scaring, and I do mean the word scaring, others. I mean, we're now in a time where the government is saying that in order to combat this coronavirus, that it has now put into place a similar to martial law. It has put in curfews. It has told us that we need to, at first it was, we just need to kind of stay away from each other, stay 6 feet away. Then it was, we shouldn't breathe on each other. And now it's gotten to the place where it is now where the news outlets and the government is telling people that we are to not just stand 6 feet, 6 feet away from each other, but that we ought to wear gloves and we ought to wear masks, a certain type of mask, and that we ought to wash our hands several times a day. It's gotten so bad with people are now dealing with anxiety from the possibility of catching this disease. And not only anxiety, but have gotten into the place of fear over faith. I mean, think about it. People are now dependent more upon a mask to protect them instead of believing and trusting in God to protect them. I mean, you got it. When we talk about the fears and the apprehensiveness that people have, when now it's been 3, maybe 4 weeks that we are now dealing with this new way of living, and when it first hit over in China and over in Asia and America, United States of America started saying that we ought to prepare. You had people actually going to the store hoarding items of necessity because they were afraid. I mean, there was this woman who said that they interviewed her and said, "Well, why do you have all this stuff? You must have a large family." And the lady said, "No." She said, "I have 4 big bags of toilet tissue and 4 big bags of toilet paper in my guest room." And it's only my husband and myself that's living in this house. And the news reporter asked her, "Well, why is it that you're hoarding this? Why are you doing this?" And she said, "I don't know." She said, "I'm afraid that I'm going to be without. But I really don't know why I have all this stuff." It got so bad where stores were not only allowing you to take out a certain or purchase a certain amount of water or toilet tissue, and still there are a great demand for Lysol and products that will bleach. And people are so afraid that they're going to catch this coronavirus that they feel they ought to hoard and try to buy everything in the store. But this scripture right here, again, it says in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, it says that we ought to understand God's assurance for us, his people. It says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." I don't know about you, but there's been times in my life where I doubted what was going on, or I doubted in people. And some people have failed. Some people have, and I can be real honest, I failed some people. I've disappointed some people. But then there's been times in my life where I needed help. I needed some assurance. And God would allow someone to step into my life and give me that assurance. Today, tonight, on this wonderful Wednesday night of Blog Talk Radio, I want to tell you what God has said in his word, that we ought to have God's assurance, or we ought to receive God's assurance for our lives. I understand that the world looks dark, but in order to yield to God's purpose, we first have to accept our assurance that God has our back. Let me put it in my J. Van vernacular. Do you got my back? You got me. There's been situations and times in my life where I was in need, and I would say to people, I was afraid to ask for help because I felt like they were going to disappoint me, or that they weren't going to be able to stand up to the request that I had in my life for them. And then there were times where God would allow these people, these same people who I did not want to trust, God would allow them to enter into my life and provide a need that I had in my life. Now, I'm not saying that we are God, but God will use us. God will bless us. See, and we might not get to it, but at the end of this chapter, not of James, but on, not 17, but on verse 18, it says, "Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness." We have to be those people. We have to be those peacemakers. We have to be, even during this time where people are so afraid of the coronavirus, they're so afraid of that they're not going to have, so afraid that they're going to be without. Now, we need to get to the place that we give this message and we show and tell everybody, I don't put my trust in you. I put my trust in God. Because God said that he is our God, that he will strengthen us, that he will help us, and that his right hand, his righteous right hand, is right there for us. Now, I can go into a little something about this righteous right hand. When you are predominantly the world is right-handed, meaning that their dominant hand is their right hand. It is the hand that has more strength. It is the hand that does more work than the left. When you look and when you sit in times of old and even today, when there is a king, the queen sits to the right of the queen of the king, and this demonstrates that though she has authority, it's only given from the left. And that authority that this queen demonstrates by sitting on the right hand shows this world that she is next in line, to say, or that she has his support and he supports her. All I'm trying to express tonight is the fact that we need to get to a place in our lives that we are reaching out to God, being assured that whatever we are standing in need of, he's going to provide. It says that there's no stipulations. He is going to provide a way for us. He's going to provide a way that he will get the glory from our lives. That's what we're going to do here. I want to come back. We're going to take a quick break, as always. We understand and praise God for this word tonight. Let me see what. Let's do this. We're going to play this song by a great band. If you know anything. Anything about good music, you'll know this band, Earth, Wind, and Fire, the element. It's called Guiding Lights. I want you to listen to the words of this song, and then we're going to come back and continue to talk about the purposes that God is providing for all of us in our lives. So why don't you go get yourself some water or get yourself some hot tea? And we'll be right back right after this song.
Your soul says it's clear.
Amen. We thank God for that song. It talks about this guiding light, talks about the guiding light that we ought to follow. Now, they don't say that God is that guiding light, but I would argue that that guiding light in your life and in my life is God. Now, we've been discussing and talking about our purpose, or yielding our purpose, yielding to God's purpose in our lives. We just discussed and we went over Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, where it talks about the assurance that we have in God. Now, we have to understand that God's purpose for our lives is not a mystery. He will show us specifically what our purpose in life is if we just yield to Him. We have to make sure that once we request or ask God who or what is our purpose, that we have to make sure that every action that we perform in our lives be in total obedience that's tied into the purpose that He has for us. So every one of our actions is purposeful. And we know that the obedience is tied to how our purpose is lived out. If God's absolute care for you is not enough motivation, then let's consider this. There are many times God calls specific people to do a specific thing. And from those who did not obey, God always took His hand away, hand of protection and provision. Even in such cases, His distance is intended to bring us to repentance and reconciliation. David wrote in Psalm 51, when he fled from Saul into the cave, perhaps David doubted God's purpose for him at this point. Maybe he wondered what was going on. He may even have been tempted to think God was wrong. But instead he wrote, "I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performed all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me." David did not turn away from God's purpose for his life, even when circumstances made it difficult to see the way forward. And during this time, that's what we have to do. There seems to be people who are dying. Well, they don't seem to be dying. Unfortunately, there are people that are dying. There are people who are out of work. There are people who are suffering and going without. There are relationships that are being tested between married people, adults, between adults and their children. Things seem to be going crazy right now. But yet, we still have to have assurance in God to know that He is still working it out for the greater good. That we have to, everything that we do has to be tied into the purpose that God has laid out for our lives. You got to realize that even when things get rough, you know what God told you to do. You know what God instructed you to do. God gave you a vision a long time ago, and God told you what he was going to do. Now it's us, it's our time, or it's up to us to fulfill that purpose, to live our lives each and every day and get a little closer or do something that will, that's tied into what God called us to be. See, David, God had anointed David to be the new king. And David, but there was yet a king still ruling the land. And God went to Jesse's house, and he had all these sons with Samuel. Samuel, the prophet, went to his house, and Samuel said, "How am I supposed to know, God, which one is going to be the new king? Who's going to be the new anointed one?" And he said, "The oil is going to run." And then even throughout his life, there were times where he was met with a tough situation, a tough circumstance. But yet he always knew that God was with him, that God was going to provide a way of escape. And I can tell you that there's been times in my life where I didn't think I would be able to make it, where I was sick at one time and didn't think that I could even walk 3 steps. I now understand that part of that, or part of me going through that experience, is to better prepare me for the purpose that he has in my life and the purpose that I'm fulfilling by living my life according to his way. See, you can understand your purpose, you can get the instructions, and yet still decide that you're going to try to do things your own way. But you got to understand and believe and know that you were created in God's image, and that there's nothing that you can get away. There's no place you can go. There's nothing you can do to get away from that image. I can tell you that even as I sit here, by being not working, I've tried to grow a beard, and I have all this gray hair in my somewhat fake beard because it's not growing in properly. And I looked at myself today, and I thought about my father, Willie J. Vann Sr., and I thought about how much I looked like him. And yes, even though I'm bald, even though I got gray in my beard, and yet I still look like him. No matter what I do, I'm going to look like him because I was created in his image. What I'm trying to express to you is you are a child of God. You were created in God's image. And because you were created in God's image, God has a purpose for your life. And God wants you to fulfill that purpose that he has for your life. Now, there will be times that, yes, it will be rough. There will be opposition. But God is still saying that he still is going to bless you. Now, when you go back and read James, the third chapter, starting at verses 13 through 18, it talks about this wisdom. And during this time, here in, what's this, April the 8th, 2020, the wisdom that you're going to have is not what you can get through by going to school. It's not by just sitting down with me or with anybody else who shares God's word. But the wisdom that God wants you to have comes from Him. And He wants you to sit down and have a conversation with Him. Spend some time with Him. And when you receive this wisdom, this understanding, it will help you better prepare and live the purpose that He has for you, for your life. I mean, how is it that you think you can do it on your own if you don't receive it from God? I mean, even Jesus, who is God, creation, or is God created in the image of God's Son. In John, the 5th chapter, verse 30, Jesus said these words, "I can myself do nothing. As I heard, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me." James calls us to follow Jesus' example when he reminds us that the fruit of wisdom is becoming a person who is willing to yield to God's will or purpose for your life. Let me ask you this question, and I know you all know that I always try to get you to think about what's going on. What might the Lord be asking you to yield or surrender to Him in order for you to step into His purpose for your life? When you go tonight and you go and talk to the Father in prayer, reading His word, ask God to reveal to you, what is it that you need to yield? What is it that you need to surrender? What is it that you need to give up? We're coming out of Lent season, and a lot of people during this time of the year, Lent season, they sacrifice. Now, they're sacrificing. Some people are sacrificing because they want to lose weight or they want to live healthier lives. But the real purpose of Lent is to sacrifice some pleasure, something that is hindering you from being or fulfilling the purpose that God has for you. So I know you might not have done your 40 days of Lent, but that still doesn't give you an excuse to ask God tonight, "God, what is it that I need to do? What is it that I need to give up? What is it that I need to surrender so I can fulfill the purpose that you have for my life? What is it that I need to do so I could continue to fulfill the purpose that you have for me, that you will get the glory, that you will get the honor. Do I need to give up fear? Do I need to give up taking in all of this stuff from all of these news outlets? Do I need to let go of a relationship that's hindering me from being closer to you? But what is it that I need to do so that I can yield more of my life to you, so that you can get the maximum actions from my life? Tonight, I ask you to say that prayer tonight, that you have that conversation with God. And God will give you, will answer you. Now, I know there's a lot of people that's making a lot of predictions, saying that we're coming in the end times and things are going to get rough, and they might. But that doesn't negate the fact that God has a purpose for our lives, that God is still not able to strengthen us and give us everything that we stand in need of. We just got to yield to him. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord God, for this word. We thank you, Lord God, that we are examining our lives, trying to find out what is it that we need to yield. What is it that we need to sacrifice? What is it that we need to give up so that we can fulfill the purpose that you have for our lives? I pray that somebody tonight will have a conversation with God and say, what must I yield? I yield everything to you. But what specifically must I do so that I can fulfill my purpose? I'm tired of doing it myself. I'm tired of trying to do it on my own. I want to be submissive. I want to be right. I want to be a peacemaker so that I can live a righteous life. I pray, Lord God, that someone that your spirit will speak to us all, that we ought to daily be making this conversation. For questioning, I thank you, Lord God, for this time of sharing your word. I pray that you will continue to bless us all. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, we say amen. As always, we try to, we thank God for you and you and you. We have a couple minutes. We want to know if you have a question or comment. We can open up your mic. You can press 1 on your phone, and then I will see that you have a comment, or if you have a question. If you are listening again to this by way of by the archive, you can email me at jvan91@yahoo.com, and I will definitely respond. We have a comment. Okay. 3560, your mic is now open.
Well, good evening, my brother. And may God bless you richly in all things. Been very busy, didn't get a chance to catch all of your show tonight, but I just wanted to dial in and simply continue to encourage you, to encourage others. And may God continue to bless you richly in all you do and in all things. Just wanted to give a point of encouragement, my brother. Thanks for continuing to hold up that bloodstained banner. Have a good evening. Just wanted to shout at you, my brother.
Amen. All right. We thank the Lord for you all. That is the good Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr, who you can hear every Monday night with him and his queen, Tammy Storr. They share the ministry of not just marriage ministry or marriage enrichment, but about oneness. We thank the Lord for you, Dr. Storr, as always. Man, I appreciate you and your family. We are still thanking God for the healing power that God has provided for you and Mama Storr. We pray, we love Mama Storr, and we pray that God will continue to bless y'all, you all, with many more years of life and wisdom. We thank God for you all. Again, if you want to hear this mighty man of God, you can tune in to him and his wife every Monday night at 8 o'clock, from 8 to 9 o'clock. And then we have at 9 o'clock, Minister Leah Killing, mighty woman of God. You can hear her from 9 o'clock. I think she goes from 9 to about 9:30 or 10. Then it's yours truly every Wednesday night. We thank God. We have been kind of sharing our time with the brothers, with the think tank. Just trying to go over this, read this book. Let me just share a great book, The Capricious. I always mess up this word. Compensatory Counter Racism Code by Dr. I keep on saying doctor. He ought to be a doctor. By Brother Neely Fuller Jr. Great book, speaking to the point of racism. We thank the Lord for these brothers. I wasn't an avid reader, but these brothers are definitely encouraging us to read more. So we thank the Lord for them again. Yours truly on Wednesday night. On Thursday night, you can hear Bishop George Flint from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And then on every Saturday, Minister Amos Joseph Collins from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. And we thank the Lord for all of these men and women who share God's word. As always, we pray that God will continue to bless you. We pray that everyone will have a great Resurrection Sunday with the coronavirus and all of the stay-in orders. I'm assuming everybody hasn't spent all their money on their bright Easter suits and all the chocolate and candy and stuff and the Easter baskets and all that. But that that this Sunday, we will really sit down and take a look at what is God's purpose for our lives, and what is it that we need to surrender to Him to fulfill that purpose. Well, we will definitely be back with you next Wednesday. As always, peace and love, Reverend Willie J. Van Jr. We're going to play this song. And we will definitely see you next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me, love me with your whole heart, he wants it all today. Serve me, serve me with your life now, he wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols, he wants it all today, he wants it all today, he wants it all today, he wants it all. There's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me with your heart. Child that will give him their all, give it all.